Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
Man, this is the Just for the Help of God podcast.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to talk. Just for the Help of Podcast, episode 3. It seems like this should be episode 50.
Yes. Something like that.
We recorded this one. This is our second chance of recording this one. We had a night where I fell asleep. It's not meant to be. It's just not meant to be. But this is.
Why are we
pushing it? I don't know. It's going to be a little loose. I think this one is a little hexed. But, yeah, it's going to be a little more loose than the first two, right? Wasn't that what we did that last time? We're just going to talk. Actually, I can't say it's going to be that much more loose since we've already done it. I think we're going to try to capture the magic.
Luckily,
you know, what little magic
everything.
We have. I did, too. I actually said to Eric that it's good that we waited a little bit so that we can forget shit. I'm going to remind everyone to start with that if you have comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email us at justforthehellofitpodcast@gmail.com. That's an easy email, right? Just like everything else.
Pretty much.
We try to make it hard. We're not going to read mail every show. We're not going to do that. But I will read some mail when we have some to catch up with, and we have a bunch. So I'm going to read a couple for this one, and then we'll get on with it. But the first one's from Chris L., and he says – he actually terms this one serial killers. And he said, just finished listening to the Breakfast Cereal podcast, and what the fuck is up with Reggie? What's up with you, Reggie?
Hey.
Doesn't like marshmallows, like soggy cereal? Jim, slap him in the face right now.
Do it.
Ow. Just hurt myself. Eric, slap yourself in the face right now.
Oh, no.
I just did it again just for you because I know you won't slap yourself in the face. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast and can't wait to hear the episode on great works of American literature. That's
whoa,
from Chris.
Whoa. Why did I slap myself in the face?
He just wanted you to. He just wanted to see what he could do. All right. The next one's from
Tammy. You have no power over me, Chris.
Tammy, her subject was just for the fun of it. She says, hey, guys, should I call you the Hell of It crew or the Just for the Hell gang? Which one do you like?
I like that one.
Just for the Hell Gang? Hell Gang.
Just shorten it to Hell Gang.
Hell Gang.
We're
going to
be a biker gang all of a sudden?
Yeah.
She needs to know these things, she says. I listen to the Weird Science podcast every week, and while I love comics talk, the Just for the Hell of It podcast is what I've been waiting for. Plus, I get a whole episode of Reggie's sexy voice.
I hear that.
Sexy voice, Reggie. I heard you have a snake down below. Why can't you guys do this every single week? Probably because it doesn't record when we think it is. Or things get corrupted. My suggestions for future episodes are 80s music. How about that one? We'll talk about Tears for Fears and the Thompson Twins. Eric does not believe there was ever a band called the Thompson Twins.
No, it never existed.
We fought about that for years. 90s movies. 90s movies is pretty good, too. Star Wars. Top TV catchphrases. I like
that. That's fun.
What you talking about, Willis? What's your favorite?
Kiss my grits.
Kiss your grits. How about this?
That podcast was done.
Do you like this? Hey, hey, hey. Or her, her, her. Which one?
I like them both.
They're both.
I like hey, hey, hey.
That was a catchphrase.
Don't you force your fat Albert on me.
Best. Her, her, her. Throw the ball my way. Best TV sitcoms of all time. What's your favorite sitcom of all time, Reggie?
Cheers. My favorite sitcom?
Can't wait to see what is your favorite sitcom of all time. Seinfeld, like everyone else.
Three's Company.
That's your favorite.
That's best a good ever. One.
Best
I think,
ever.
I think mine might be Happy Days, if I really sat down and thought about it. Love that.
I think mine might be Charles in Charge.
Really? Charles in Charge.
I love that show.
Is that a sitcom?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I thought that was a reality show. Can't wait to see what's next and keep
only when Chaz was on.
Chaz. Love, Tammy. Thank you, yes. The next one's from
thank
John.
You. Thank you very much,
John, you may recognize when I read this email. John, another podcast that sucks. Yes, you suck. John just likes to – he waits in the weeds for a new podcast to start up just so he can get them down. And I'm sure some just would give up. We don't give up. We know we suck, right?
I think he's providing a valuable service.
Yes. He actually is the one, the reason why you started writing mail on our regular podcast was John.
One of my inspirations.
You have there in your room pictures of John. In his mom's basement, probably.
Yes.
The next one, Rick. And Rick's subject line was, what the fuck is Jim thinking? Listening to your other podcast gave me the idea that Jim was crazy, but he's downright fucking nuts. How many rules can a guy have for eating cereal? Does he have to tug his ear 5 times and cough every time he leaves the house? Hey, Jim, I think you left the oven on. Let's see how long it takes him to go check on it. I already did. It's not on. Plus, he's never seen Labyrinth. A guy who claims to love everything 80s and hasn't seen Labyrinth. We talked about this before, but yes. What is the big secret is I had seen Labyrinth. I just wanted to piss Eric off.
If
I get mad at Eric, I'll just go, I'm telling you, on the regular podcast, if I get so angry with him, I keep it in my mind, too. This isn't just like spur of the moment. If we talk about a book, the second book of the podcast, I'll wait. And I know like he really liked the 8th book we're going to talk about. And I'll wait in the weeds. And then I'll come out and say I was going to give that book a 7. It's a 2 now, just to piss off.
Wow.
He says, what other great movies haven't you watched? Jim, Shawshank Redemption?
Seriously.
I may have watched that this week.
Did you have?
No. Jim, you are one fucking loser. And I love you, says Rick the Dick. Rick the Dick. And he said about the rules. I actually found out that I had another rule that I didn't mention on the Just for the Hell of It podcast with the cereal. And that is that I have to have the cereal completely covered in milk. It has to be no cereal can be above the milk at any point. I realize
I like it looking like an iceberg myself.
No, I don't. You need that milk. It just has to be.
You're like it to
and
drown.
I realized that
like
a couple
every
weeks
piece
ago.
To be drowning.
Yep. I realized that a couple weeks ago when I was eating Cocoa Pebbles and I got done, I poured a little milk and it ended the milk, thing of milk. And I had to open the next because there wasn't enough to cover it, and I realized.
I just imagine you're out of milk, and then you just throw.
No,
away
I would have. I probably would have. No,
this.
I probably would have scooped some out and threw it away, just so I could have it all there. And but have you ever in your life eaten cereal with water? Like if you
no.
have
no.
milk, no, that's
never.
Just terrible. Oh,
never
no.
ever.
I'm going to tell
milk
you
on that, boy.
That was it. That was it for the mail. So if you want to write in the mail, don't get upset if we don't read mail every time we do these. But yeah, we'll eventually get back to it and get to it.
And thanks again, Tammy,
for
writing in.
Yes, Tammy. I'm getting a little sexy. All right, I'm going to tell you what we're not going to talk about this podcast. And of course, we're not going to talk about a rebirth, DC's rebirth. No. We talk about that enough. Batman v Superman. I think everybody's sick of that, right? Still haven't seen it. So we're not going to talk about Afterbirth. I don't mind that. That's an okay story.
A little bit.
Yeah. There's no talk about the new Suicide Squad trailer. No talk of that, right?
That is pretty fun.
No.
It's okay. We're not going to talk about the A-Team, or are we?
Possibly.
Are we? But we're going to keep it loosey-goosey. And now I'm telling you, right before we start and tell you what we are going to talk about, which is probably going to be in the subject of the title of the podcast, so it's not going to be a real shock. But I blame everything that happened to this podcast and up till now, Reggie, on you and going to Germany. I think that's what happened. But I will admit that what we're going to talk about is porn, correct? That's what we're going to start with. And I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of German porn, so maybe that's what happened. It was like the...
Why? You like the Scheisse? You like
no,
the Scheisse
no,
porn?
No, that's what... Right? I set this up. That's the problem. Is I actually like the German ladies, and a lot of the German ladies like to wear a lot of leather, and I do like that.
Yeah.
But it leads me to the thing I wanted to talk about porn in the beginning, is there's a lot of times where you have a certain kink, if you will, that if you search, it always leads to bad things. Like I'm telling you, German porn will lead to people shitting on themselves, and I don't
eventually,
of course, I don't like that. Or like I say, oh man, I like ladies in leather. Oh, leather, but and next thing it's a gimp getting fucked in the ass with a fucking, sucking off a horse. And I don't want that. So it is a
Stop
weird thing.
That
where,
in.
No, I'm saying, but that if you like something like that, it definitely leads to some weird things. Like, it's weird. Like, if you type in, like, man on man, somehow that leads to gay porn. I don't know why. It always happens to me. And I, you know, after about 2 hours, I get off. You know what? Yeah, I get off now. But we are going to talk about it, but we're not going to talk about all of porn in a whole deal. We're going to talk about a certain type that has intrigued us. Caught our eye, if you will. And what is that, Eric?
Fascinated us, really.
Yes, it has fascinated us.
It definitely.
Eric, what is it?
It is called The Stuck and Fucked.
Oh, really? You want to explain that to us?
Well, The Stuck and Fucked is where you have a woman who is doing some inane kind of, you know, innocuous thing, like, you know, washing dishes, taking a bath, whatever, and she ends up getting her hand caught in a drain, for the most part.
Yes, that's how it seemed to have started, the drain.
Yes. And then somebody comes to help her, and they end up helping themselves.
Yes, thank
you. To that ass.
And the reason why we were mentioning this is because we have mentioned in our other podcast a lot. That's like an in-joke. We thought it was an in-joke until Reggie, like, basically, and a bunch of other people messaged me and said, yeah, they know exactly what it was. And I thought, how is this a big thing? And it kind of is to us.
Because we're all a bunch of degenerates.
Yeah, we think it's hilarious. And just... Well, Reggie, you talk a little about what you know about the stuck in front.
I mean, I don't know a ton more than you do, but the way it came, the way we started talking about it was that I had been perusing some porn, you know, pages.
As you
and
will.
I came across one that was, I don't know when the movie was made. I'd say late 80s, maybe very early 90s. Looked like a VHS tape. Definitely had a lady with big hair. And she did the exact same thing that this... Jodie West did in this other scene that you guys have been referencing West. That we all know.
Yes,
you know,
and
where
that's
she gets
the one
her hand.
That we saw, yes. That she
oh, no!
Yeah.
And, I mean, oh, you know, the angles are different, but the exact same thing happens. She loses her ring. She gets her hand caught. Her stepson comes in. He squirts baby oil on her ass.
Stepson.
Yeah.
Well, Levi. Stepson.
Yes, Levi. It's weird, too, though, because, I don't know, it's such an odd thing, but... They have gone from that to it went from the sink, then to the bathtub, and now it's gone to just extremes.
After not a window.
Yes, in a window, half in and half out, like kind of balancing it. I'm telling you, she can get out of that window. There's no stuck there. She is trying to just come up with new reasons. But we really were taken by that, and we said that we wanted to have like a lot of other. Things to get stuck on. Like Eric, the one time we were laughing about it at work, and he, like, she gets stuck in traffic. Next thing, Levi comes up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why is it Levi. Always that you get your hand stuck in the drain? The next thing, the only way that you can possibly get out is with copious amounts of freaking baby oil on the ass. I don't understand how that gets the hand out or whatever, but when it moved to the bathroom was the best.
Hey, that was an accident. The baby oil was to lubricate her hand.
Oh, I forgot.
And then he happened to pour the rest of the bottle on
all
her
of
ass.
It. Yeah, and
look. That was no accident. Yeah.
And the bathroom one was funny because Eric pointed out to me that it's a bubble bath. She has her hand. Well, I don't know
it
about you.
Out.
First off, the drain in a normal bathtub is not very big. Correct. And usually it's you can't put your hand down it. It's got like a
dangerous ass bathtub.
Mine has a like a metal bar across. You can't possibly put your
stopper.
Hand in ever. No, it's not a stopper. It's actually just a full out metal bar always there. There's no stopper or anything on mine. Mine stops on the fucking faucet area. But it's freaking, there's no way you can get your hand down. And she's there claiming that the bubble bath at a point, because it's taking too goddamn long, starts to dissipate. And you see her hand.
I can never be in a porn.
Yeah, you see her hair, all hand moving all over the goddamn place. And it's not stuck. It's freaking, what is she?
Hilarity ensues.
Yes.
Well, I mean, part of it is, you know, it starts as a rape. But by the end, she's into it.
Well,
she's
you can't
into
rape
it.
That's
it
what makes it okay.
Fun.
All's well that ends well. That's
well,
what that's my
I'm
motto.
Telling you, in a lot of these, and it goes a lot of times, like all these themes that they have now, I like that they have to really spell out who's involved. Like, I'm telling you, if there is a step son, it's said 17 times. We can't do that, stepson, you know, stepson, and your father is that stepson, and they have to keep going on, just so you know. It's craziness, but yeah.
You never know where the clip's going to be cut, so they have to keep reiterating.
I guess. Yeah, so, I don't know. Cut.
There's one I know of that I don't know. You cannot actually say it as a stuck and fucked. We just might have to change this whole category to Jodie West's crazy family, where I like to place this in the continuity of those other ones. But she is on a trip with her step-nephew.
A step-nephew.
They have to stay at a hotel overnight, and they have to go right to bed because they have to get up real early.
Step-nephew
has a boner.
Yeah.
So the best course is here. Just stick it inside a little bit. That'll help you.
Yeah,
and
I
then
love
we
that.
Go from there.
Well, that also leads from the other.
But then she's like, "Don't move."
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Well, that leads from the other. That's always the oh, I caught you. Oh my goodness. Oh, let me help you out.
Always of course.
That. But it's
but this is all
too.
Still Jodie West, so it still counts in my mind.
And
women are always mesmerized by just a cock. You know, there's nothing. What else can they do?
Well, that has never worked for me.
Well, that's the issue. And I don't know. Why are these things out there in such prevalence? It doesn't say much for anybody nowadays. Jesus Christ. It's all the step this and that. Oh, yeah,
whatever. That's my kink.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I
you're
said.
You're step nephews, particularly, though, right?
Yes. What?
Yeah, step nephews.
Specifically.
I don't even understand how that works. Step nephews.
Yeah.
But one thing I do want, I want to direct one of those stuck and fuck videos only because I want the woman to have her hand stuck down the drain, and then I want at the end the guy to go, "Hey, let me turn on the light," and he accidentally hits the garbage disposal and her hand gets all mangled up. Ah, she's bleeding.
And now we know what your kid is.
Now that's hilarity. That is hilarity.
Snuff films.
Yeah,
yep.
I don't. That's not exactly full out snow. It's just like it's like that movie.
I'm sure
Crash,
she'll bleed to death.
The book and movie Crash, where they were into seeing accident victims. There you go. You are in for that. But you want to move on to our main subject?
Sure.
Of the podcast, the main subject is what? Well, every other podcast it seems does this, so we figured, what the hell, we're going to do it because the whole concept of the Just for the Hell of It podcast was to. Not have to do any work, right?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
throw it out there. So we decided this one we were going to do a fuck, marry, kill because everybody seems to do it. So we're going to do one as well. Eric, you have your list still? You remember yours? Okay. Because
yep.
We have a bunch. But we're going to start with a good trio that's going to start off with a little theme that with the cereal theme. And the first one is Captain Crunch, Tony the Tiger, or Sugar Bear. And Reggie, you're going to go first.
This is a tough one. Well, I like to start with Mary.
Well, we were talking about that before when we did this, that it's funny that me and you both go Mary first. Eric goes fuck first. He always goes with the fuck first. Right, Eric?
Now I got to change it up. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I do remember that your opinion of marriage, though, is the sex is unlimited anyway.
Yeah. That's what
so
I
got. You got like, someone to fuck, and then so you have two fucks, basically.
Yes, that is mine.
How is it that you have this opinion of marriage when you are actually married to know the truth?
Because this is where I get to pick. I don't get to pick the other deal. I'm picking this.
You get to pick.
The whole thing is a fantasy.
Just like the thing. When they have this list and they have the kill, you have to think in your head. You always try to think of what? If you're going to be able to beat up the person? And that's
well, yeah,
part
I actually
of it
have
either.
Weird rules. I have strange ideas in my mind how this all works, and ultimately, I end up being a housewife in the whole situation, and or fucked.
Yes, yes, yeah. The fuck is you actually getting it?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny too because most of these lists, you know, I don't know how other people go with these lists, but I don't think there's more than like two ladies on our list this whole night.
Probably.
So that's the issue. But yeah, the first one, I don't know.
Well,
Tony the
Tiger's
a bit
people,
of a lady to me. Tony the Tiger.
Well, all right. So let me go. So here, I would marry Captain Crunch because Captain Crunch has bounty, has all kinds of, you know,
he's the captain of a goddamn ship.
Yeah, exactly. He's got his own ship. He's got his own crew. He's beating up the Soggies. This is a
that
guy that
true.
Can protect me.
It's a man's man right there.
Protect my future. I would fuck Tony the Tiger because Tony the Tiger says everything is great.
Yeah,
I really need that kind of validation.
That's all Tony the Tiger's good for.
I'm definitely, I need that so much. I'm definitely the one weeping after sex. Oh, was it good? Was it good? So it's great. I need that. And I'd kill Sugar Bear because I'm racist. And
that is true. Yeah. I'm going to go next. I am, of course, I am marrying Captain Crunch. Everybody's going to marry Captain Crunch. The guy is a captain. He's freaking respectable. Yeah, the guy, he is short, too, so he goes well with me. You always think of him as like a real short guy, right? That big fucking hat.
He has that big hat.
Hey, he has that big hat. I would probably fuck Sugar Bear only because I know no matter what, he's going to do it to me anyway. So, and to go with Eric's deal, he's probably doing the fucking. He's going to bend me over.
I'm telling you,
if I pick marry, if I pick kill, if I pick runaway for it, Sugar Bear's still fucking me. And then probably selling me out. He's going to be my pimp. And he's going to fucking have me out on the corner. And he's going to fucking hit me with a shoe. Like a good pimp would. But yeah, and I'm killing Tony. I hate Tony the Tiger. I hate him. I can't stand him. I'd kill him. I don't even care. We get rid of this list and you show me Tony the Tiger. I'm killing him. And I'm running. I'm going to be like that fucking guy.
Jim, his cereal's delicious.
I don't care. I'm going to be like that dentist who got caught fucking killing animals over in Africa and everybody went nuts about that. I'm that with Tony the Tiger. I'll fucking gladly be on Facebook smiling with Tony fucking bleeding out. I hate him.
I want to see you with a Tony the Tiger rug.
That's a rug? I'll have it all. I'll have the rug. I'll have his head on the fucking wall. I'm sure he has kids. I'll kill them. I'll kill everybody. I'll kill every motherfucker that Tony the Tiger's ever touched. You go in those goddamn commercials, and I think the one was that kid that was what the hell, from Party of Five. The one actor was in one of those commercials. I'll kill him. I don't even remember his fucking name. Christ. I think he was engaged to Alyssa Milano at some point or something. He was the kid in Double Dragon. The one of the Double Dragon kids.
Scott London?
No, it wasn't Scott London.
Is there even a Scott London?
No, I don't think so. There probably is a guy out there now. He's like, God damn it, I'm Scott London. But yeah, I forget that. I'd kill him. I'd kill everybody. All those commercials, I'll kill every motherfucker in them because I hate Tony the Tiger that much. I can't stand him. Stand them. Okay, Eric.
And I thought my racism was bad.
No, I just hate Tony the Tiger.
No, it
I
is.
Can't stand him. Oh. And yeah, your racism's awful.
Know, this Sugar one's a bit of a wash for me now. I'm saying it's you obviously married Captain Crunch. Man, as fuck, he's a captain of a, all right? He has got a status symbol right there. And I don't know. Tony the Tiger, I would want that validation afterwards. I do, like Reggie, I would really enjoy having that, but I'd end up killing him because I know I'm not getting away from Sugar Bear. He's going to come up, can't get enough of that sugar, dick, and I am done.
I'm telling you.
He might get me on the streets afterwards, but you know what? It's going to happen. I cannot say no to Sugar Bear.
I would demand that Tony the Tiger whisper that great as he's bleeding out to me. That's the last breath. I want him to say that as he dies. And I freaking inhale his last breath and watch the fucking light go out of his eyes. Take that, Tony the Tiger.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hate him. Oh, God. But Sugar Bear, man. I'm telling you, Sugar Bear doesn't care. Of all these, no matter what you've done with Sugar Bear before, what you say you're going to do, he's still fucking it. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
He is a pimp. He is the pimp of all cereals. Yes. True. But, Eric, you want to do one of your lists then?
All right, here we go. We got Skeletor, Cobra Commander, or Shredder.
All shrill assholes.
I'll go first. First off,
it's the worst part. I didn't even think about that when I originally made the list.
What's that?
That how everyone one of their voices is terrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, Cobra Commander, I have to kill right away because I'm assuming that he's got that helmet on. And if I'm doing anything with him, all I'm going to do is see myself in there. And I don't want to see myself. I don't even like
having, handle that. Huh?
I don't even like having freaking mirrors around the house.
Well, he also has that veil he puts over his head sometimes. So actually, he might put the veil over top of you because he doesn't have to look at you.
But then he has the veil over me and then I still see that peeking out in that fucking helmet. I don't know. And it's very impersonal, that helmet. And Shredder. That's weird. I started with the kill. I'm definitely going to kill Cobra Commander.
You got on a Tony the Tiger
kick. I think I'm going to marry Shredder, only because he can get things done. Very good organizational skills that guy has.
You ever seen him? He never gets anything done.
But he's got a purpose. he's got a purpose. Plus, I don't know, maybe I have a thing for feet. so we can go with the Foot Clan. That'll get me excited a little. And Skeletor's bones, and that's not very sexy to me, even with the Shizen that I enjoy. The bone thing, and really, I don't know which you think is the most annoying voice, but to me, Skeletor is. I know that Cobra Commander has a very odd voice. Skeletor just annoys me. I really don't like Skeletor, so I'm going to kill Skeletor. Who's next? You go.
You've tried. You've tried. Yes, it's been tried before to kill Skeletor.
Now all these guys seem to keep coming back. What would you do, Eric?
Me? Well, I think I would definitely marry Cobra Commander because he is the commander of the entire Cobra situation going on. And honestly, though, like we want to say, he's a man who gets shit done. None of these people or anybody can get shit done. They are all incompetent, so they're going to be incompetent lovers. But Cobra the Commander, I think, has the highest stature and the most technology and money backing him. So I feel like I'd live comfortably.
Yeah,
at least
but
under
I think that he would use all that for himself. He's always trying to use that ship for other things. I don't.
But I'm his lady love.
Yeah, I don't know if you're anybody's lady love.
he gives it out. He gives it out to the Cobra Squad too. You know, where do you think they get all those sweet?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's spending all
shit,
of it on vehicles and weapons. He's not going to give it for Eric for action figures. What else?
What else is there in life?
So Eric's going to sit around and play with lasers.
You're damn right. I do it now.
I think he'd be very happy with that.
No.
I took my laser tag over to my mom's house last week to play with my brother.
Wow.
Yeah, these are real lasers. You're killing people. What is the who? So you're killing? Did you say who you're killing?
No, I am marrying Cobra Commander.
No.
I would kill Shredder just because James Avery, Uncle Phil, played the voice, and I have always been upset how he treated DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I didn't like
him. He's a person, too.
Well, again, I didn't like Jazzy in that. I thought he was a jerk, and I would have treated him the same.
Talking about?
Fucking guy. First off, who was paying for him to show up all those times? He just would show up. Because he still lived in Philadelphia, right?
No.
I thought that's how they spelled it out. Did Jazzy actually move to L.A.? I thought they spelled it out all the time that he was there to visit.
Oh, in my mind, he actually lived in L.A., and that's where he met Will Smith met him.
No, I always took it that it was the same deal that they met as kids, and that was his
I believe they
friend.
Were friends in Philadelphia, and the first maybe couple of times he was visiting.
He was. Those must have been the ones I saw.
Eventually he did move to L.A.
Because
I know
at one point he was like, hey, I'm just visiting. I'm like, who's paying for you to visit? Nobody wants to visit. Plus, he's so hated by Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil wasn't paying for it.
The man invented the Transformer scratch, okay? Would you have some respect?
That is true. I never was a Jazzy Jeff fan. I really wasn't. I don't know.
No, why. I was.
Yeah, I did not like him. At all,
I got some joints. I'll send you later, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know that
blow your mind.
I just don't like his look. I never liked him. That's not racist either.
I can't cure racism with that.
I don't know why.
I'm sorry.
I never really like. I'll admit it. I never really liked Will Smith that much either. He was never anywhere near any of my favorite deal. I was not a big fan. I really wasn't.
When I was younger, I felt that way.
And you've grown to like him a little more.
As I've grown older and I listen to him with music with new ears, I mean, I just always thought he was sort of like
generic.
I lumped him in with Kid and Play and like, you know, kids rap.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, he's got some. Don't forget that the girl was a 12-year-old runaway.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean.
I remember the one with the car with him. Oh yeah, I remember just when he would talk about going shopping at the Gallery Mall, and I was like, God damn it, I went shopping at the Gallery Mall. That's not crazy. You son of a bitch. Now, where were we? Jazzy Jeff.
All right, so since I would kill Shredder just because I have a grudge against Uncle Phil and how he treated Jazz, I guess I'd end up having to fuck Skeletor, and that still bothers me, though, too, because in my mind, he's got that huge upper body, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but he'd want to use that. So we're doing a standing 69, right?
Oh, God.
He doesn't have lips, so I think he'd just be teething the shit out of my dick as I pleasured him really, really awesome, because you have no idea. But, there's really not a good situation here. Because of my bias against James Avery, I got to kill Shredder. I got to freaking marry Cobra Commander just because he's got the shit on lockdown. Because I'm not living in Snake Mountain with Skeletor, so I have to take
Snake Mountain.
I have to take some teeth to the dick just because of this.
Well, here's the deal. I'll ask you, when you're especially a younger fella or whatever, if at one point you had to jerk off with sandpaper, I know you still would have. It doesn't matter. You get horned up. You're going to Skeletor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bone on dick. It really doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't matter to me.
Under what conditions would you have to jerk off with sandpaper?
There are times when that happens, Reggie. You know what I'm talking about.
When would that happen?
How about if you're just in your room and that's all you have? I don't know. I had to go to the doctor because I had so many freaking blisters on my, and I still didn't stop. I just kept going. Yeah. It didn't matter.
You needed lotion.
Yes, didn't matter. Reggie, you're up.
I agree with Eric that I would marry Cobra Commander because he has resources. It just seems to make the most sense. I just can't see to fucking Skeletor because...
Yeah.
You know, he's just too big, and the skull face would freak me out. I think it would really make it hard for me to get it up.
Maybe he's a power bottom. It'll work.
A power bottom. They might be. I don't know what a power bottom is. Explain to me, what is a power bottom?
Does all the work on the bottom.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know that that's a power bottom. That's just a giving lover. A power bottom to me, I don't know. There's the two things. It's like a sub-dominant. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't get it through my head what a power bottom would be.
I'll teach you later tonight.
I'll throw you a picture.
Okay. Both of you, you'll come over and fucking gang rape me.
Yeah.
But again, you can't rape the willing. You cannot rape the willing.
So that would leave me fucking Shredder, which I think would be all right. We'd have some pretty crazy kinky sex, and I'd have to just kill Skeletor.
Okay. Skeletor, he's not getting much love.
No.
Did I kill Skeletor as well? No.
You did.
I killed Cobra Commander because I didn't want to see myself. So, yeah, he at least lives in my mind. The next one, though, we're going to move on to the next one, which is hepatitis, genital warts, or herpes. That is the list, Reggie, you're going to start.
This is definitely the hardest one on the list because who wants to have anything to do with any of these things? I'd have to say I would kill genital warts. It seems the grossest to me, out and out.
Really?
Little warts on your balls and dick.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem that bad.
Does that sound like something you want?
That doesn't sound it's that bad to me. Is it? Painful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It can be painful. I've never had genital warts, but I've heard, I told you a story last time that I knew someone that had them so badly they had to be lasered off.
I just don't understand that. When I think of it, I just think of just kind of warts are there, and, you know, you kind of got some speed bumps for some action or whatnot, and it doesn't seem that
bad.
Your dick
looks like a pickle.
Yeah, but who cares? I don't care.
How many warts do you live with?
I've had one wart ever. I had a wart that was on my thumb for a while, and then it just kind of went away. There you go. Yeah. It went away. I used to have corns on my feet. They were fucking nonsense, but I don't know. You got your genital warts going. It's not real bad, right? And that's of those, are genital warts, does that kill you at all?
No.
Yeah, so right there, it's got a plus. I don't want to step on your
kill
list.
You.
Hepatitis can.
Oh, hepatitis shit, I didn't think about it. For some reason, I was off of hepatitis.
And the fourth one, I didn't mention AIDS. No, don't want to go there.
You have to marry.
When I was at in college in West Virginia, the big thing was genital warts that went around. Everybody, like all these things, and I just thought, I don't know. I came from Quakertown, never really even heard of genital warts, and all of a sudden it was like, you're getting pamphlets and watch out, it's going around. I'm like, why is it going around here? Genital warts all over the place, spreading like warts.
That's because, unlike you, some people in college actually had sex.
I guess. I always thought if you fucked a frog, you get genital warts. I'm like, I don't do that. I don't like French people, Reggie. But boom. I'll go with your list. I
like how
your
sex ed ended at about 10.
Yes.
Age 10. You were like, that's it. I know everything I need to know.
Genital warts.
Don't
involves
fuck a frog.
Frogs.
All right. Yes. So I would kill genital warts. I got to get them off the table. You know, thinking about it, I think I would marry hepatitis. Just seems... a kinder kind of disease. Yeah. Herpes is sort of aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of makes itself visible.
I was going to say, herpes doesn't allow you to just let herpes sneak in at 3 a.m. and then leave before the sun rises. Herpes wants to go out on the town. And yeah, I agree with you. Herpes is a little more demanding that way. But hepatitis.
So I think I'd rather be married to hepatitis, you know, and have just some messed up urine, I guess. I'm not really even sure what the
Well, I'm going to say is the funny thing is we have this list. We're talking about it the second time around now. I still don't know what any of these really do to you, except that you get sores with herpes. That's all. And general warts, you get warts from fucking a frog. So
yeah, that's all.
That's all I
learned that.
I really, I'm telling you. So that's your, what was the rundown?
Well, so herpes would actually be the one that I would fuck. And I think that in that case, herpes also would take me. It's just because, you know, herpes is out there. It just kind of is a boisterous disease. Yes. Makes itself seen and known.
Yes,
so that would be my life.
That's why we mentioned this, because we want to push awareness for STDs.
Right.
That's the only reason we put this on the list. But I'll go next. And I think that I would probably marry – I think I'll marry herpes, only because just the saying for – since I was a little kid, that, you know, it stays with you forever. It's like luggage, that whole joke. Then, you know, that's a good marriage. You have a good understanding husband in this case, I would think. Because, yes, herpes is taking me. But, again, there I'm thinking the married means that you're getting nonstop action. I think that – but, yeah, herpes. And also, you know, once you have herpes with you, then nobody looks at you any different, because you have herpes as your spouse. So, you know, that's sore there. That's just herpes. It's your spouse. So I'll go with that. I'm going to kill hepatitis. Hepatitis just scares the shit out of me, and I don't even know what the fuck it does. Is hepatitis one of those that has like seven different varieties? Isn't it like A, B, and C? It's like, I forget, that was one of my son's jokes early on. It was like, you passed your hepatitis test, or I forget, you got all A's and B's and C's or something. I forget what the hell it was. But, yeah, hepatitis scares the crap out of me. Plus, Tommy Lee gives it to everyone, and I don't know. Somehow, if I get hepatitis, Tommy Lee's coming and fucking me. And I don't want that. And
you know, he's got a big cock, too, so hello.
Yeah, really. And so I'm going to just fuck General Warts that one time, feel bad about it, that I don't really respect General Warts because I think it's a joke. And, yeah, somebody out there with General Warts is very angry at me. I've never met anybody with any of these, I don't think. Have you? You said that you knew somebody with General Warts.
I knew a brother and sister who both
really
had, and I said this last time too. I think there may have been some incestuous hanky panky.
Well, do you think it was one of those where when the General Warts came to town, they kind of were like, oh, you know what? I love you like a sister, and oh, I don't mind that. Do you think that's how it happened? And then once they both got it, it was just let's go with it because we have General Warts, and now they're married and have really odd looking kids, don't they?
I can't tell you exactly what happened. All I know is they both had their genitals scoured with lasers.
How did you know that they had this? Did they tell
you?
I mean, obviously they told you. Did the brother tell you and then also told you that the sister had them? Or was it like just both of them just came right out, hey, we got genital warts?
The brother told me first, and then later on the sister told her story and actually even said that since she got them, the brother had other, like, they came back.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of times, but she said that after she got her. I know. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like one of the worst things. Looking down at your cock and balls, and they're covered in lesions. You know,
I don't know lesions. Aren't they just more bumps?
No,
you make it sound so bad.
I think you really have a weird idea of what warts
can look like. I've only had one wart, and it didn't hurt. It was just there on my thumb. It didn't hurt.
You didn't stroke your thumb over and over again, though.
Yeah.
It didn't look. You know, it looked bad, but it didn't hurt.
They can look pretty bad. They can look like that. That's what they said, too. They said they really were painful, but then she got them lasered off and they never came back.
As far as you know.
Look like little baby beaks. Well, it did have a little happy ending to it, is that she became a horrible junkie and now she's homeless.
Really?
Good.
Everything ended up fine.
So what I'm telling everybody in the New York area, do not fuck a homeless junkie or you might get general warts. It might be this one person. Any others, if you find out that they don't know, go up to them. And if you're excited and they want it, they're in. And you go up and they say, hey, you know, let's party. And you say to them, listen, you know Reggie? And who knows if that's even your fucking real name. Nobody knows.
I'll give you another detail. Chaz. Craig. I'll give you another detail so you can
avoid this
parse
one person.
It down, narrow it down, is that she was also Russian.
Oh, Russian.
So don't fuck any Russian homeless
junkies. Some Russian homeless junkies with general warts that knows Reggie.
Don't fuck the Russian.
Avoid them. Eric, what is your deal with this one?
Well, for this one, I want to say that a few weeks ago, I saw something on the news where they found a cure for hepatitis. I don't know if this is true or not, because I did not bother to watch the rest of the news article. I remember the headline, though.
That's what you think, that there's a cure.
I do believe so.
As you talk, I'm looking it up.
Okay. So I think...
Find out what it is, too, while you're looking up.
Yes. Yeah, Reggie really wants to know.
And also, I want to say I'm going to fuck hepatitis because of that. And also, there was this really hot chick at work that we nicknamed hepatitis.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of use that as my way in for fucking the hepatitis. I'm going to kill genital warts because, besides for what Reggie just told us now, I know nothing about it. That was not a big thing in Quake Town growing up. They never really told us about genital warts. And herpes. Well, herpes is for life. That sounds like marriage already. So I am marrying the fuck out of herpes, because afterwards, I don't need to worry about going out and finding another partner. It's just me and herpes forever.
That's true. Is hepatitis C the worst?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I don't think. I don't know either. All I could see is that it says that there is a
cure.
We
don't know a lot about the world.
There's a cure that came up that will help the cirrhosis that happens later. And it all sounds so disgusting and awful.
Well, good, because I'll need that then, because I have this thing in my family where we have a disease that affects the liver and causes insanity.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Is that called the freaking fire water?
Alcoholism?
That's
part of it, yes. But it's a hereditary thing now.
It's just the Shea disease.
Shea's eventually all got to get checked out for this.
Yes. Or, you know, next thing, they're not allowed to handle guns. What's your next list, Eric?
My next list is that, well, I'm telling you, when we originally did this, Mad Max was blowing it up at the Oscars, you know, Fury Road. So I put together a list for that. So we have Lord Humongous from The Road Warrior, Anti-Entity, who was played by Tina Turner in Beyond Thunderdome, and Immortan Joe from Fury Road.
Yes. And we have done this, and that was when we first were going to do this, and we didn't. Then we recorded that. I still haven't seen Fury Road, so I'm still going to go. That's a lot of research for me. But so, Eric, you go first with your own list.
All right. Immortan Joe I'm going to have to marry, though, just because, as we find out in Fury Road, he is the ruler of the green place. He has all the water. He's got the nicest fucking property. It's all location, location,
location.
It's still
shit, though, right? It's not exactly great. And I don't know why in this list, like, we were fucking Captain Crunch, and yes, we were talking about going and fighting the Soggies a little, but in my mind, I'm not really picturing myself becoming a cartoon character on a box of cereal. So I don't know why you're going to actually go live with these people. Like,
Immortan Joe's way bigger than me, and he commands a lot more people.
I don't know that I think, like, how this person's going to hook me up that much, even though we did say with Captain Crunch a little bit. But I'm telling you, I don't know where – I haven't seen Fury Road, but even if that guy controls – you said he controls the water and stuff, right?
Yes.
I don't think I'm staying there. I think that my house right now is better than fucking anything
Immortan Joe only
exists in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
But I'm telling you, no, Immortan Joe is
coming to Quakertown now.
But
post-apocalyptic Australia.
Okay, so then if you do this and we have... See, that's the problem, is then it leads a whole nother factor to the list that some people I might just kill just because I don't want to live in that world. Not just the guy. Like, I'm telling you, I'm killing that motherfucker. I don't want to live in that. I don't even want to be anywhere near the fucking Eternia.
You don't want to hang around with Mossman,
yeah, maybe. Or Manny Faces. Yeah, that guy is Manny Faces is a fucking cuckold.
Monster. In any other list, you can pick and choose for your freaking fantasy life that you want to live there. This is all Mad Max on this one, so you have post-apocalyptic Australia, and that's all you get.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm bringing them home to Quakertown.
You're not bringing anyone home.
Yeah, they're just the people. Nothing was ever said about the wasteland in that list. It's just names. They're coming home to Quakertown. I'm going to live with them. Freaking Tina Turner. Tina Turner's going to live in the attic.
tell your kids to get another bunk. Going.
That's right. Freaking Immortan Joe. I don't even know how to say his name. He's living with Ethan. He can sleep bunk beds with Ethan. And then we have fucking Mr. Humongous.
Lord Humongous.
Lord Humongous. He's living wherever the fuck he wants with that name. And I'm keeping him away from my wife. She doesn't need to see anybody with the name Humongous in it. Jesus Christ. She still thinks I'm large.
But and Morton Joe also, he has respiratory disorder, so I know he's going to die soon, and I'm going to get to inherit all this freaking green place and all the water and all this great shit going on. Okay. So I'm definitely marrying a Morton Joe.
Okay.
I am going to fuck Auntie
But you're bringing him to Quakertown, Morton.
No, no. I'm living in the green place, baby.
Jeez, the green place.
I don't got to pay taxes, worry about bills at the green place.
You don't know that. You don't know how things are going to end up. You just saw a little slip. You saw two hours of life in the green place. You don't know that a month from now, all of a sudden, that the shit in the movie, the movie's not going to include paying taxes. You don't know that that's included. Next thing, freaking Morton Joe, he wants taxes, you're paying him. There.
I'm his baby doll.
Quakertown. Bring him back. Take him to New York with Reggie and that fucking whore that's homeless.
Jesus. I am marrying Auntie Entity from Beyond Thunderdome. I mean, I'm fucking marrying Auntie Entity because I've always had a thing for Tina Turner growing up, even though she probably smells like pig shit, but it's still the best out of the lot for fucking in my mind. And I want to try to kill Lord Humongous because when I was coming up with this list, Lord Humongous scares the shit out of me. He looks like a He-Man action figure with Jason Voorhees' head, and that just terrifies the shit out of me. And I'm really afraid that I'm going to fuck this killing thing up and he's going to fight back and I'm just done.
Nice.
But I'm going to try.
But
I think there's a good chance that he would fuck you up.
This is actually the one that scared you into thinking of that rule of if you say killed, you actually have to fight it out with him. I just think you snap your fingers.
Can I sneak up behind him while he's sleeping?
Yes, I think he still beats the shit out of you. I can see you scream and run away. Now, I want to ask if you're doing Morton Joe, because does that guy with that flaming guitar, can he play the soundtrack behind while you're going at it? That's big.
Oh, dude, definitely. He's even going to do the wedding march when we get married.
Really?
All right. Hell yeah.
Reggie, you're next.
I would definitely. I think last time I might have said that I was going to fuck Tina Turner because I had a huge crush on her.
Damn
when
right.
I was a young kid, but now I think I would rather marry her because she runs Bartertown.
Sure does.
There we go.
And that's pretty
Bartertown.
Sweet.
It's not I would sweet. Fuck... All you have to do is bring her back to New York. She would be so amazed at New York. And in my mind, this is just Australia now. Anybody in Australia, it's true, right? It's a freaking post-apocalyptic world that you're living in right now.
That's
you
right.
You just get on a fucking boat off to New York. There you go. It's modern time now.
Oh, blimey.
You're there. They're like, holy crap. And there you go. You freaking live in a one-bedroom apartment. And that's 20 million times better than Bartertown. Those fucking kids.
Sounds like pig shit it does.
Isn't there a bunch of kids in that Bartertown that look like fucking...
No.
I can't remember.
That's the other half of the movie, the Lost Boys half. You don't want to watch that part of the movie.
No, it's still in
there.
They're still in that world. I don't want any parts of that world.
Think about the entertainment in Thunderdome also. Very entertaining.
True.
You know, there's not much else to do. See, in my version, New York is no more. The whole world has been subsumed by this apocalypse.
Yeah,
you know?
And I agree.
I just think that's modern day Australia.
I couldn't. Yeah, that's the thing is you think that's just what Australia is like.
Now. You go there now and it's Bartertown. That's actually the that's Sydney. Bartertown. The green place is just all over the place. I don't know. And then I'm going to go for a fucking walk around.
Walkabout.
I'm going on a walkabout. To fucking get hit by a goddamn Coke bottle.
You know, the next one's tough to just... I really think I'd have to fuck a Lord Humongous. Because... I mean, what are the choices that I have? I don't think I could kill him. I don't think that's a possibility. Like, forget
it.
Morton Joe is a layup. You know, like you know, cut his breather. You know, you pretty much kill him.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd be able. I think I just have to submit to Lord Humongous and that would be the end of it.
As we all would.
Yes.
You know, and that would be my post-apocalyptic life, living in Bartertown.
Bartertown forever.
By Lord Humongous.
And now it's like multiple times.
The guy who controlled the green place.
And pulling the plug on a Morton Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know. With me, I do like the fact that a Morton Joe, you'll know he's coming because of that goddamn breathing. Now, I'm just going by what you guys said because I have not seen the movie. But I don't mind. In my mind, I wouldn't mind him in the closet breathing heavy while I'm up to no good. That might be okay, but it's almost like a default that I have to kill him only because I don't even know who he is. But I will start with the marry. I think I'm going to marry Lord Humongous because that just intrigues me, that name. And hopefully he didn't give himself that nickname because I'm hoping it leads to a lot of adventures down the road.
Say, well, you're going to have a lot of go-kart rides. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing that leads to this, it's a backdoor thing, is that it's a real backdoor
thing. Oh, yeah?
I hate Tina Turner. I never liked her. I never were intrigued by her at all. In the early days of MTV, when that was like prime, I went from the Sears catalog to MTV. That's like a transition period of my jerk-off material. Sense. And by then, she already seemed like she was old and used. And I'm telling you, and she was used. And she was beaten up by fucking Ike. So, I know she can take a punch. But I'm not really one to punch the lady, so I don't know. That would be tough to kill her, though, because she, what are you going to do that Ike didn't? But the other thing, though, back to Tina, though, is that I didn't really like – there was a video, and I forget which one it was, where she was dancing it up with Mick Jagger, who also, to me, of the last list with the hepatitis, genital warts, and herpes, that all remind me of Mick Jagger. You just see, even then, it was like it was a fucking piece of leather dancing. And it really annoyed me. And I thought, anytime I'd see these videos, any video, like, you remember that Don't Go Dragging My Heart Around with Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks? Remember video? In my mind, Stevie Nicks got gang raped by the whole fucking Heartbreakers and Tom Petty six times. So anytime I saw these videos, I always assumed that if there's a lady in it, any guy in there was having her way.
My God.
I'm telling you. So Tina was in all these videos.
So your mind was Tom Petty and the Vaginal Rippers?
No, it was just the Heartbreakers. And the Heartbreakers, the Hymen Breaker, I don't know. But in that, Tina was dancing it up with everyone, and I just thought she was so used and all. I just never had a thing for her. I don't know where this is going. But so I'm telling you, I'm probably just going to kill Tina Turner. I never liked her. I never saw the appeal. Eric, you liked her too, right?
I did.
Yeah, I just, by the time that I saw her on MTV, I think she might have been 90.
Just What's because that? You never saw the appeal of her on MTV in the 80s, you would postpone marrying or fucking her. Not even postpone, just completely get rid of. To either have sex with a Morton Joe or Lord Humongous.
Yeah, because they're intriguing.
That is crazy.
They're intriguing. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, I don't
they
really
both
have.
They wear masks.
It'd
Mystery
be like
man.
You get thrown out there, and it's just something I don't like. Like, all of a sudden, one of these guys was a burn victim, you'd be out. You wouldn't have to ask a question. You don't like it. So I just don't like Tina Turner at all. So I'm killing her, and then I guess that leads to Morton Joe. He just is going to get me. I don't think, the way you describe him, he's a little frail. So I don't think it's going to hurt that much anyway, because, again, he's doing it to me.
Of course he is.
And maybe while it's going on, I rip out his fucking tube that you send, and he's dead. Does he have do you think he has a colostomy bag? Do you think he has a colostomy bag, this guy?
I do not think
because
so.
Because if that's it, I'd have to change my mind. Okay. Then we'll go.
I mean, and since you take all these guys back to Quakertown anyway, all the comforts of home, all the anal lube or whatever you need, so it would be fine.
Yeah. Tina Turner living on freaking Broad Street here. It would be fun. I slice her throat. Oh, yes. The next one is A-Team West. I thought we weren't talking A-Team.
This
is the A-Team West, which is Face, Murdoch, or B.A.? And, Reggie, you go first.
All right. Well, let's see. Who would I marry in here? I think I would have to marry Murdoch, just the steadiest.
Murdoch. What's that?
I would have.
I think Eric just yelled out something.
I miss what Eric said. I would marry Murdoch. He's the coolest. He's got the cigars. He's got the plan. Man with the plan. Loves it when a plan comes together.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Hannibal. Murdoch's the crazy motherfucker.
That's right. I was thinking Hannibal. Whoops.
Yeah, you were thinking Hannibal. We left Hannibal off the list because I don't know.
I don't want to marry Murdoch. Yeah.
You're marrying Face.
I'm marrying Murdoch. I'm marrying Face because Face has the cool. Disguises.
Yeah, he does. He's a good-looking fella, too.
And sure he's a good-looking guy. He kind of seems like he's a easygoing kind of dude, God, Murdoch, I can't believe I mistook the two guys. That guy really freaked the hell out of me.
Murdoch did?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I would, God, no, this
it's funny.
That made
Hannibal,
me so much
Hannibal scared me. The hell out of me. Hannibal always seemed like, I'm telling you, he'd light up that cigar and... I don't know what he'd do to you, what his plans are.
What, he'd pull a Clinton on you?
I don't know. Well, no, I'm saying he always likes when a plan comes. I think his plan would involve a lot of crazy shit. And I'd stay away from him. I don't know, but I'd stay away from that motherfucker. Go on. So you're marrying Face.
Boy. I'm marrying Face. I really guess I would have to kill Murdoch. I'm not going to let him fuck me. I mean, Jesus, it would be like mayhem. Yeah. And B.A., I love the guy. I love Mr. T, you know, and you can always make him go to sleep with a glass of warm milk. So he's like a big cuddly teddy bear. I have a feeling he'd be a very tender lover.
B.A. is a tender lover, huh?
I hope
you come over to my house now,
candy.
I'll give you tender loving.
I think candy.
I don't.
You know, if you treat your mother right, you know, and you follow, you eat your vitamins, he can be a good lover.
It's funny because in your mind, isn't that like the same? Him and Hulk Hogan had that same fucking gimmick all the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling about the fucking vitamins and the mother. God damn it. Eric, what's your order?
Well, right off the bat, I'm killing Murdoch because I don't want any goddamn dirty grease monkey who's crazy as shit up inside
monkey,
me.
But he knows how to do shit.
Okay. I don't need a handyman.
You might.
I might, yeah. I'll hire one with my freaking husband, B.A. Baracus.
B.A. has no money.
What are you talking about?
Hire shit.
B.A. can go out to a convention and have signed some fucking autographs.
Again, now we're talking. I thought that we weren't allowed to bring him from post-apocalyptic fucking whatever. B.A.'s on the run. He goes to a convention. They are arresting his ass and putting him back in jail.
Okay, well, maybe
he might be falsely accused, but he was accused and they were in jail. You don't get to play it smart with certain lists here, and then
now,
throw it in my face to others.
I'm trying to remember the A-Team. Did they ever get paid at the end?
I don't think they ever do.
I don't think they do either.
No.
So, okay, but
plus,
really
if anybody gets paid, it's fucking Hannibal. He's not giving them.
Sure,
he's like the one guy on a Mexican crew who speaks English. That guy takes all the money. He doesn't pay his crewman. I've seen it.
Anyway, B.A. Baracus, I'm going to marry because I just want a big, strong man to hold me in at night when it's raining outside to tell me everything's going to be okay. I could be the little spoon for once. It'd be awesome.
I don't know where you get these ideas of what B.A. would do. B.A. is not a good guy.
He's not a good guy.
No.
How dare you?
He's a bad dude.
That's your racism come out again, isn't it?
No, he's just not nice.
He is a very nice man.
Not in that show.
He's the muscle.
He's the muscle. He's not a snappy dresser. He wears fucking overalls with probably a red shirt 99% of the time, if I can remember.
Chains.
I don't even know that he had the feathered earring look in the A-Team. I know that, you know, that is his look. But, I know he likes those overalls.
Sure
I know
does.
That.
Yeah.
Unsnap those in the back, and it's party time. But I don't ever remember B.A., especially being a guy who was going to lay down and fucking spoon with somebody, especially a dude. I'm telling you, he's not nice.
Again, I'm his baby doll.
I don't know that he cares. I really don't think he cares.
And then in this situation, then I am definitely fucking Face because I like the idea that I could aspire to fuck somebody as good as fucking Dirk Benedict. He's a good-looking dude, and I'll just feel really good about myself after I finish.
I'm telling you.
Like, there's going to be candles lit up. I'm going to have all this shit down, like, real smooth.
You know what? These guys were wanted men. They were in jail. I don't know what
Face
the crime was.
Face cross-dressed sometimes, right?
Yeah, I think he might have. He had a lot of different deals. I'm telling you, this is a hard list for me because I really do think that Face would cheat on me the first second he could.
That's why I'm just fucking him.
With the other guys. And I do like the idea of a crazy guy in the sack. That's some fun. And B.A., though, I'm telling you, I don't know what the hell you guys are. But if Murdoch, you're there in the fucking, you know, the fucking drain, all of a sudden your hand's stuck there, he'll know how to get you out. He'll bring in the baby oil.
You got this grease monkey crazy guy, and all of a sudden it's going to be like Bachelor Party where he pulls out the egg beaters, and I still don't know what the hell that's supposed to do.
Yeah,
but he's going to
do
it.
He might do it. But the problem, too, is B.A. is like his best friend, so he might just come and they might double team you anyway. So if you're going to do anything, you might have to kill fucking B.A. because he's going to show up. And I just tell, at one point in your life, have everybody here gone on a plane at some point?
Sure.
Reggie, you just went to Germany.
I don't
fly. You're married to B.A.? You're done. He's not flying with you. He'll fucking kill you before
either.
He gets on that plane.
Give him milk. You give him milk. He's
I'm telling you, by eventually, first off, that shows you how stupid B.A. is. Now, you could say that that's a plus, but the motherfucker, every time he drinks this goddamn milk, which obviously is spiked, he passes out. Why does he keep drinking milk? In my mind, he thinks that – I don't know what. Does he think it's just the milk that does it? Or he's like, hey – I don't know. And B.A. also, he's always bitching and moaning about the goddamn vitamins and fucking calling your mom. I don't like talking to my mother.
Hey, look, he's going to keep me in check.
Yeah, but I don't like talking to my mom. Why would I want this fucking guy in these overalls and this fucking goddamn mohawk yelling at me about the fucking calling my mama? I don't want to.
He is trying to better your life, sir.
I'm telling you, he's also every minute, empathetic. Every time he's tired, bullies. And again, now this is all Mr. T. But and then he also freaking, he was so mean to Rocky that it really upsets me. He was going to bed down
Adrian.
That's
Clubber Lang.
He told me, I'm telling you, it's the same. You're telling me he's going off to these conventions. I can say that he's Clubber Lang.
I took that back.
I'm still telling Murdoch's crazy. I don't know what anybody think. B.A. is, I think he might be crazier. He is, now, the grease monkey thing is a bit, but I'm marrying Murdoch. I don't know. Of those three, you have a guy who obviously has multiple personalities with face. He doesn't know who the fuck he is. And B.A., he's just crazy.
He's the face man.
I'm telling you. Murdoch might be the most sane one of the whole bunch. And so I'm going to take him. He can fix fucking things around the house. I'm not a big handyman. and I'm telling you, none of them
have money. Jim, you're saying B.A. isn't empathetic. He's not sensitive. He pities.
He does pity, but he only pities fools. You know? He only pities fools, though.
But he
doesn't pity.
He has pity.
He's not going to pity me. And then he might think I'm a fool.
I'm telling you,
I think that I would kill B.A. I would kill B.A. Baracus. He's done. I don't want any. He is a wild card. That might, I don't know what he'll do.
Murdoch is the wild card.
No, but he's not going to do anything to you. He might, really.
He might.
If you remember, I don't know how much you watched the show. Murdoch's craziness really wasn't that crazy. It was more like, it was very slapstick craziness. Fucking
as
BA.
A kid, though, I remember feeling like you really didn't know what he was going to do and being a little, like, unnerved by it.
The reason I think you thought that was because you never really saw anything that he did. Yeah. They just kept telling you he was crazy.
I was 9. Yeah, another reason. So, character detail was not something I really knew, understood.
I'm telling you, Mr. T scared the shit out of me as a kid. You know what else I get with Mr. T? The guy ever really looked like he was in that good of shape to you? He never did. He was always
the shit out of
in Rocky, he looked the best. Rocky III, I think he.
Yes.
But other than that, he just looked like an intimidating, overweight guy to me.
That was the way In Shape was in the 80s, though.
Yeah,
remember
that?
True. Like, people didn't really get cut until the 90s.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's like basically you just like tighten that belt so that the gut hangs out in the thing.
And that was
I guess those guys just went to the gym and worked on their chest and biceps. That was it. But he was a little odd to me.
They went to the gym, a.k.a. shot steroids.
Yes. And Face, I would fuck, but I would never marry Face because he would cheat on me.
Definitely.
And then probably tell me about it and rub it in my face. So I would not go with that.
That's why he's called Face.
He's called Face. He's going to about Face and run out and fuck the next guy. Yes, the next list. Do you have any more, Eric, or is that all your list?
That's all I got.
Okay, the next one is Tornado. Volcanic eruption and earthquake. And I'll tell you,
this has to be the weirdest one.
That is tornado, guys. That is not hurricane. That is tornado.
It was hurricane.
It was hurricane. And I went on the last time that didn't record about a hurricane and mistook it for a tornado. So we're going to call it tornado now.
All right.
And we're going to go first with Eric.
Well, I definitely fucked the earthquake because I feel like I could just lay down on the ground and it takes care of the job for me. All that motion, all that shaking, that sounds like a good time to me.
Like one of those hotel beds you put the quarters in.
Yes.
You know? Love,
magic fingers.
Bed. Yeah.
I would end up marrying the hurricane just because he would take me places.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? We'd be able
to
move around a bit.
Tornado now, by the way. Tornado.
I did say tornado.
No, you said hurricane.
Did I?
Yes.
But it would still take you places. It could take you to Oz, for example.
That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. To me, a tornado is not as cool as a hurricane. But
well, I'm saying though, it's going to be a rip roaring kind of marriage. But you know what? It's always going to be exciting.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely have to kill the volcano just because I don't like it being very hot. I don't know. It just kind of seems kind of stagnant where we just sit there and nothing really happens except for once in a while. And then I'm supposed to be excited. Get the fuck out of here, volcano. You don't do it for me anymore.
To me, I picture you and volcano. You're on the porch. You're drinking lemonade. And then volcano just gets pissed at you occasionally and yells at you. That's what I picture.
Yeah.
and tells you you're worthless. You're like, God damn it, volcano. You, volcano. I told you to stop treating me like
going
this.
Back to my mother's.
God damn you, volcano.
What are you going to get a better job?
Fucking yelling at you, fucking volcano. Volcano.
Nobody makes shit in Hawaii, volcano.
Volcano always thinks he's better than everyone else. That's why people don't like you, volcano.
Because of the inexorable crawl of lava. Nothing can stop it.
So am I up? Is that your finish of the
list?
Sure,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm done,
my deal. First off, I take Earthquake to be a wife beater. And in this, I am the wife. So I know that we say volcanic eruption, it actually is, but we'll just go volcano. Does seem like he would have a bad temper, but he's like a guy with a bad temper, but also has had like three strokes, and he's not very quick. So I know that initially the full out, like when he really gets mad, you gotta get away. But after that, you could fucking stay away. You can laugh at him as he's like creeping towards you.
So volcano's your dad.
Yeah, volcano is my dad, just screaming. But the problem is it's so slow, and at the further he gets, you know, the more he gets towards you, he gets slower and slower, and then he just hardens up and he's done. So you can make fun of him and kick him. But yeah, Earthquake to me really seems like a wife beater. And it's like a bunch of shit. Like fucking Earthquake can just destroy buildings. It scares me. Of all these, Earthquake to me scares me the most. And so I'm killing Earthquake first because he's a wife beater. That's all it is. And like I said, volcanic eruption, you can get away from. Yeah, he has a temper, but who doesn't? You know, he might even hit you once in a while, but you deserve it, right? You usually deserve that. And yeah, I can even picture myself on the porch with Volcano. And, you know, and I might be sitting there. I'm like, oh, you know, Volcano, those Mets, they look pretty good. And Volcano goes, yeah, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. And okay, Volcano, I'll fucking mind my own business. And then
Whatever you say.
I don't like talking much to people anyway. So Volcano can yell and scream at me. I'll just sit there and read the paper. I don't know. Anybody read the paper anymore? And Tornado I don't really like Tornado either because really Tornado, all Tornado wants to do is take you to the Midwest. And there's nothing going on there, right? And anytime I hear of insensitivity and anything, I've never been in the Midwest. The furthest I've been is Cleveland, I believe. I think Cleveland's the furthest there I've been. But anytime I hear something like, oh, that's not going to play in the Midwest, or that's not going to play Middle America, and it just seems awful, Middle America.
Yeah.
And that's where Tornado's always hanging out. That's where his family is. And he's going to force you. I don't care what Tornado lies to you and says that we'll live in Quakertown. Eventually, Tornado's forcing me back to his hometown, which is somewhere in fucking Missouri or something. I don't know. Kansas. It's, say, middle of Kansas where Tornado's from. I don't want to live in the middle of fucking Kansas with Tornado. And everybody there probably hates him, right?
I got to live in Tornado Alley, really?
That's why Tornado left that area to come here. But the problem is, as we'll say, is Tornado here just keeps telling me that I'm not letting him be himself. I'm trying to force him into turning into Hurricane. And he doesn't like Hurricane. He wants to be Tornado.
I
want to
be back closer with my family.
It's not going to work out for me and Tornado. So I shouldn't even, you know, I would like to think I could change Tornado. But, you know, that never works. You know what I'm talking about, gals. You can't change the man. You try, but you can't. So Tornado, again, like Eric said, Tornado seems like a fun time, though. So for one time. So one weekend I'm at a convention in Kansas. Me and Tornado are going to jump in the sack.
Gonna hook up.
Maybe even call Earthquake to shake things up a little bit there, but right before I kill Earthquake.
Little natural disaster gangbang.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Volcanic Eruption was trying to get there but couldn't. So, again, we're in a cuckold situation, as always. Fucking Volcanic Eruption is still in the hallway of the hotel trying to get there.
Volcano, in my mind, is also a big fat ass.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I think Volcanic Eruption, I think of Archie Bunker. He's there in his he's in his chair just screaming about shit, but never gets out of that chair. So
he's slow to move.
So, Edith.
Why is Volcano a racist?
Edith just wants to just leave. Volcanic Eruption is not chasing you. Tornado, he can chase you, and he's going to.
Seriously, he's leaving
Earthquake just will destroy everything around you, so. Yeah.
See, earthquake is actually something that might happen to you or us in this part of the country.
That
you know?
Is true,
I'm
too.
I'm really not too worried about a volcanic eruption over here.
No, but then again,
there
were
tornadoes in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
like 3 years
I guess
ago.
That people would be mad at me because in my scenarios through this whole thing, I'm bringing these things back home. So next thing you know, there's a volcanic eruption in Quakertown. That's going to cause a lot of issues.
Yeah, don't do that.
People that well, actually would cause, you know, that would be a big fuss. People would be on that thing.
The volcanic eruption can hang out with Lord Humongous. They'll get along just fine. It'll be nice.
I think that a volcanic eruption could hang around with Lord Humongous BA and fucking hepatitis. They can all fucking go together and live in Kansas with tornado and fucking out of sight, out of mind.
And go-karts.
And go-karts. What's your list there, Reggie?
I have actually the same picks as you for much the same reason. Volcanic eruption is... You know, has a big burst at first, but then it's just really slow. The magma or the lava
sounds like
crawling down
the
side.
Of the...
Sounds like a cream pie.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's I think the best of Mary tornado. All I can think of is that scene from Heathers where the guy wants to put a heather on his dick and have her spin around.
Oh yeah, that's the spinner for you, the tornado.
Exactly. I think the tornado would just be some wild sex potential. Earthquake, I want to kill because they scare the shit out of me. And because it's like, you know, kind of crazy what an earthquake
like
is. Kind of
like
freaks
a wife
me
beater,
out.
Right? The earthquake.
Definitely a mean,
actually,
a mean thing.
What's that?
There was an earthquake today in Japan, you know.
Was there? That is an there insensitive was. List we have going here.
That's right.
That's called Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's right. It might have been. It might have been.
I didn't even include tsunami in this either. God darn it. You can only have three. All right. And the next one. Next one is one of your favorites, Reggie, isn't it?
It is.
It is Casper, Slimer, or Beetlejuice. And since that's one of your favorites, Reggie, we're going to go with that one for you.
It's very, very tough because, like all Americans, I've had the lifelong dream to fuck a ghost.
I understand.
So, you know, all three of these are,
I
know,
must not be American. Really
You've never wanted to fuck a ghost. Are
no.
you serious?
Actually, though, at one point when I heard of a story when I was, I'm telling you, I was little, like, you know, like 7 or 8, and I heard of a story of a ghost fucking a woman, and I actually wished I was a ghost. That was like one of my big things that I thought.
So
though in the story it was awful because the ghost did take the woman by force.
Yeah, that's called
rape. The woman liked it, but I don't know. I was little. I didn't know what was going on.
Was she stuck in a sink?
No, she wasn't. I think that she was stuck in purgatory or something. I don't know. The story involved a lot of crazy fucking rituals.
That's called Incubus.
Haunted sink.
I don't know what was going on. Though you say Incubus, and I'm telling you, the early on in my days, the Fiend Folio and the Dungeon Master's fucking the Monster Manual, that was pure excitement for me. Any sort of Incubus or something, I was jerking off to that shit. Line,
sure.
Fucking line drawings. I didn't care. You could give me a stick figure, and I would have found something sexy on it fucking back in the day. Which leads to this
list. It's the best we had, yeah.
So you always wanted to fuck a ghost, huh?
I always wanted to fuck a ghost, and I think in that capacity, I would have to fuck Slimer, because Slimer's essentially a big ectoplasmic fifi bag.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of like slick him up and down on my dick, and this would be a good time. I can't see Slimer exerting a lot of thrust. You know,
no.
He is not a power bottom.
I think I would take charge in the case of Slimer, and I like that. And it makes me feel safer in my first foray into fucking ghosts.
You know, he's gonna be eating while you do it, right?
That's I'm okay. Fine. I might be eating too. I'll be honest with you. I like,
what do you
I
think
like
you'd
to,
be eating? What like, would be something that you would eat while you were having sex? Would it be a hamburger, a pizza,
corn dog?
No.
Corn dog.
It would
cucumber.
Be something like. Well, Eric's right. No, because you want something really handheld, and that isn't going
to
be too sloppy.
I'm waiting for you to say like a Cobb salad or something. I'll fucking drive up to New York and slap you right upside the head. So you would
I would have a gyro.
Yeah.
A nice. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. That's a little messy. That, you know, lamb meat all over that fucking juice. But then again,
so,
Slimer isn't
Slimer. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. It's
going to be mayhem.
Yes, it will be. So
there'll be hot dog pieces everywhere.
Yes.
Then I would marry Beetlejuice because Beetlejuice is sort of running the afterlife. You know, it's kind of definitely could show me the ropes. And
he's a con man of the afterlife. He ain't running dick.
He's not beloved. It's true. However, he knows the scene. You know, he knows what's going on.
He's always up to fucking nonsense, though.
Well, you know, he's got something up his sleeve.
Yeah.
You're going to be living in a shack in the afterlife. You know that, right?
Because what it comes down to is I can't fuck or marry Casper because he's a child, ghost. He's a dead.
That's what I want to know. Why did you put a child on this list?
He's not a child. He's a ghost. He's a ghost of a child.
Ghost of a child.
Even if you don't want to consider him a child, he has the mind of a child, okay, so you're pretty much marrying or fucking a retard.
Okay, well, then I'm going to start my thing. I'm marrying and fucking Casper because of those qualities. Those are two qualities I look for most in a mate, a retard and a child.
I'm telling you,
I think Casper would, in the sack, he'd bring a nativity and a inquisitive and exploratory type deal.
Be
because everything's new to Casper. I don't mind Casper. I hate Casper. I'm just saying that. I fucking hate Casper.
Ghost.
No, actually, Casper to me is too much of a goody-goody, and I don't think he'd be involved in anything, though. It's weird to me to think that you are like, oh, I don't want to marry a child. I'm going to slice his fucking throat.
Whoa.
And really, the weird part about this is how are you killing any of these? They're dead. But
I'm telling you,
I am going to marry Casper. I'm now thought of this. I'm marrying Casper and going with the thing that Eric said before about how I know marriage. Marriage with me and Casper, it's a platonic marriage. It's a non-sexual, asexual marriage. Me and him just sit around and talk. He probably likes video games now. You know, if Casper has evolved with the times.
In my mind, it's still the one from like the 40s,
I'm
the original
saying, but
cartoons.
You're right now, so I'm thinking it's like the Lost Boys in freaking Peter Pan. They evolve and go up with the times. Casper probably, if I know kids, would probably sit there all day watching YouTube videos of people playing video games and unboxing shit and fucking nonsense. So yeah, I'd just leave him and then I'd go. I think that I would definitely kill Beetlejuice. I don't trust him. I think that the next thing you know, I don't know what. I was just going to say something up my ass, but I don't even think I can imagine the things that Beetlejuice can do. The only thing that benefits is what I'm sure Eric will talk about is if you get sick of the guy, you just say his name three more times and he's gone.
That's true.
But I don't trust him. I think he is a con man. I think that he would end up marrying you only to just – get
put life
something.
Insurance out
yeah,
on
there's
you?
No reason why he Beetlejuice will marry you unless he's got some con in it, and so I'm killing him right off the bat. And I got Slimer on fuck, and again I might eat a pizza, I might have some hamburgers with him. I know that he's disgusting, but boy, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Guys, you know what?
No,
I'm saying
thing.
But
My issue with you marrying Casper the Friendly Ghost is that you're Jim Warner the Unfriendly Savage
Monster.
Yeah, but
see, that's why. You know,
so I don't really. I don't.
Opposites attract, and Casper completes me. He completes
DJ Scatcat told us
that. Completes me.
That's right.
He completes me in a way that nobody else can, Casper. And I don't know. I'll send him out to spy on people. I don't. Somehow, me and Casper will figure out a way to that I don't have to work. He'll work all the time. I'll just sit around and eat. Slimer will come by every.
I'm just thinking
every
that now
other
it's
day.
Child labor and child prostitution.
I'm telling you, Reggie already said that everybody, the U.S. dream, the American dream is to fuck a ghost. Casper, you're in. And in fact, maybe I won't kill Beetlejuice because he'd know what to do with this. He'd be and I'll to Sugar Bear. Hey, Sugar Bear, come back from that first list.
Yeah.
He gets Casper
Help me
out
pimp
there.
Casper.
Yeah, well, we're in the fucking Orient. They like that, right?
Wow.
Yes, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But I would fuck Slimer. Slimer is only good for fucking. And I imagine that Slimer then, the only problem is he comes over and Casper, again, he's a kid. Bedtime is at 8 for Casper. Casper, it's bedtime. He goes to bed.
Yeah.
Slimer comes and fuck him. The next day, Casper wakes up and goes, there's no way of hiding Slimer's fucking. The whole house is a wreck, and
he's
I just
have
to make up.
Yeah, green,
and so
green
Casper,
slime.
Yeah, Casper comes down. He's like, "What happened? Slimer wasn't over again." And I just shut the fuck up, Casper, and do the fucking dishes. And Casper's going to do it because he's friendly. Have you ever heard Casper talk back? Ever. There's never been a time he's talked back. You say, you shut your fucking mouth, Casper. Clean this fucking goo off the fucking walls. I don't know what the fuck you think you were doing with this Slimer here last night because I know it was you. Next thing you know, Casper's apologizing for you fucking Slimer. Fucking case closed. The fucking beautiful life. Boom.
And you call him Beetlejuice a con man, and look at you. You're just like
yeah,
abusing
but that's what I'm saying.
Casper.
If I had, but Beetlejuice is a step ahead of me. There's no way that I'm going to get anything. You can't con the con man. So Beetlejuice, you have to kill. And in fact, I have to kill him again because he might come over and tell Casper what the fuck's going on because he's up to something. I don't need that. Slimer's not going to tell shit. I don't know if Slimer even talk. He just comes around. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I like that you say that Casper's retarded. What the fuck is Slimer? I know Slimer is not
even
that.
He's the ghost of John Belushi.
Really. Disgusting. But, boy, good time. And, again, Casper, you clean the fuck up. There you go, Casper. Shut your fucking mouth. All right, you're up, Eric. Okay. See, finally, this is one list that I get to be the man in the relationship with Casper. See, I've convinced you now. You want to go back, Reggie, and pick Casper?
No, God, still. Man.
He's friendly, though. He'll let you get away with everything. All right.
Right off the bat, I'm going to have to kill Slimer just because I can't marry or fuck him because he's gross. And I'm not cleaning sheets every goddamn day because, you know, he's not doing shit.
That's what Casper's for.
Okay, but I'm killing Slimer. I'm not fucking that. I do not need to be sticking my dick in a green gelatinous blob anymore.
Well, so, you know what? I didn't even mention that. Actually reminds me of my friend that I mentioned on another podcast that used to fuck the sock filled with mayonnaise. It's basically Slimer. He seemed to have a good time. He went back for more.
Yeah, but Slimer can look at you, and I don't need that either.
He is crazy. Yeah.
Fucking ass, but no, honestly, Beetlejuice, I am fucking. It might be disgusting. It might be gross. There are no right answers in this whole scenario. But I am fucking him just because, like Jim said, I could say Beetlejuice three times and we're done. I don't have to cuddle. I don't have to do shit. It's going to be
so
amazing.
So funny, too.
I go to bed.
Would you do this? Would you, as you're fucking him, would you just like, oh, Beetlejuice, and like kind of time it? Or would you just go Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice like a dick and have him disappear? Would you ease into it during the lovemaking?
No, I am finishing completely first.
Okay, then you're just yelling. You're not going to be coy with it. You're not going to just go, oh, my God, Beetlejuice. Oh, Beetlejuice. And then when you're done, you're like, hey, Beetlejuice. And then he disappears.
No, he'll throw zippers and metal plates on your mouth and everything else. You got to be quick about it.
Yeah, I don't know that you can be that quick.
If you do it slow, he'll fuck with you.
And so if you're just...
My problem is, so if you're fucking Beetlejuice... in the ass, obviously. What if he turns...
Yeah, in this scenario, I'm actually finally fucking...
I don't even know what the fuck Beetlejuice has.
What if he turns his ass to, like, a monster, like a sandworm monster with teeth, you know? Like, he can do that.
Yeah,
he can do that, but from what I've seen before, he does it all with his face, and in this scenario, it is all doggy style.
Yeah, all right.
At least in my mind. I don't have to look him in the eyes, missionary position.
Well,
you could turn his head around, though.
You're saying that? You could have done that with Slimer. One of your big things with Slimer is you didn't want to look at him in the face.
True, but honestly, you can actually see through him, too, to see his goddamn eyes and the teeth.
Slimer does remind me of those, the slime, you know, you get the trash can of slime as a kid.
I have it in the other room.
I use that a couple times. So, I'm sticking with fucking Slimer. the problem was
has the garbage pieces in it.
I got a fucking fish bone up my fucking urethra. No, that's a lie. That never happened because I did not like that slime with the pieces in it. I'm not very good. And also, anytime I see that, I always think it's candy. Start eating it.
Should be.
Yes, it should be.
But no, so ultimately, though, I am marrying Casper because a lot like Jim said, he's a child. I can lord over him. I will finally have the final say in this relationship.
Finally.
It'll be amazing. And honestly, I get to actually, I love scaring people and I fucking just walk around. There's a ghost. All of a sudden, ghost. And they run away and I just start busting out laughing.
The only thing I never took into account, though, are those awful fucking brothers he has. They might come by.
No. This one, it's just Slimer. I mean, Casper in my mind. The old cartoon.
I mean, there's a whole cast of annoying fucking characters with Casper, too. He's got that witch.
You got hot stuff. You got freaking, what the hell was the witch's name? I was going to say Sabrina, but that's not right.
No, it's Archie.
But she's around. She might come over for a good time. That's in that universe, right? She can come over.
I don't think it's the same
universe. No, it's not.
I always thought it was.
No.
This
is a Harvey
Bewitched
universe,
is in this, right? Bewitched is there too. Samantha, come by. Fucking Darren.
Yeah, Little Lulu might have been in the Harvey comics, actually. Little Lulu.
I used to watch a lot of Little Lulu.
Oh, God. Are you going to marry
her? I think
she
might be in there. I'd marry Lulu.
You would? Our next one is Ronald McDonald, Burger King, Wendy's Girl. Mascots, three of our favorite places. What's it called? White Castle. What's their mascot? The building? Is that White Castle's mascot, the fucking building? I should have put that in. And the fucking
White Castle.
I think White Castle's mascot is the guy that smells like urine outside of the one three blocks away from me. That might be the time. Urine
and fucking the wafting of fucking onions. That's exactly. A great fucking combo. I'm going to go first. I haven't even thought of this, but I'm telling you, first off, and it has nothing to do with really being a clown. I do not like Ronald McDonald only because every time I see the Ronald, he seems like a pedophile. So I think that I'm killing Ronald McDonald. I can't stand him. I don't like him. The other one that I have, what do we have? So Ronald McDonald, I'll kill. Burger King, I'm obviously marrying because then I'm royalty. I'm the Burger Queen.
So are you going off to him to Burgerland, or are you taking him to Quakertown?
Here's the thing. If I marry the fucking king of Sweden right now, he lives in Quakertown. Motherfucker's still the king of Sweden. It doesn't matter where he's living. Yeah, he's still the king of fucking Sweden. He's still the king of burger, and we be here. I'm the Burger Queen, which I'm telling you, Reggie thinks that he always wanted to fuck a ghost. I always wanted to be the Burger Queen. And
yeah, it's a weird thing that's fired up.
The other thing in this, though, the problem with it, though, is that the Whopper.
Takes two hands to handle a Whopper.
I did like the Whopper at some point. You know the Burger King has the Whopper. I'm not a big fan of the Whopper anymore, so I don't know. I'll be a self-hating Burger Queen. But I still am a queen, and I always wanted to be a queen. The Wendy's girl.
Don't worry, Jim. You're a queen all the way.
The Wendy's girl. I'm not going with that new one in those commercials. Who actually I hate anyway. Again, we're talking about a little girl, Dave Thomas's fucking daughter, with those fucking goddamn
monster,
goddamn fucking pigtails. Have you seen her? Like after Dave died, they had her in a couple of commercials. Yeah. They got rid of her. She's a big girl. Yeah, right. She was not what they wanted to be the spokesperson.
No,
they didn't want the face of Wendy's being her. I wonder what she thinks now when they have this fucking hot, you know, redhead, and there she is. I shouldn't have eaten so many burgers, is what she thinks. Like, goddamn, Dave. She was adopted, Eric.
I think she thinks, where am I going to put this other $10 million?
Probably. Like, oh, God. But yeah, so I think I'm killing the Wendy's girl. I don't like her any sort of iteration of it. And,
I thought you were killing Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm going to. Yeah, I guess I'm fucking the Wendy's girl. I'm gonna fuck the Wendy's girl. Got her up against the wall now. And I'm grabbing her fucking pigtails. And we're going to.
Damn right.
There you go. And somehow she smells a lot like a triple with a fucking cheese.
That sounds amazing.
And that gets me off anyway. So.
Me too.
Yeah. So I killed Ronald McDonald just because he's a pedophile. I want to be the Burger Queen, and yeah, I'll fuck the Wendy's girl. All right, Eric, you're next.
All right, right off the bat, I am killing the Burger King because I swear to God, the motherfucker creeps me out. I look at him and I think of the line from Jaws. He's got black eyes, doll's eyes. It creeps me the hell out.
Really?
They even had that game, Sneak King, where he just comes around and sneaks up on you.
It was a terrible game.
Terrifies the shit out of me that I'll turn around a corner and all of a sudden there's going to be the Burger King. I am killing him immediately.
Yes.
I am going to fuck Ronald McDonald because I'm going to have some clown paint on my inner thighs when he starts blowing the shit out of me.
I'm telling you, he's a pedophile.
I might even have some of my fucking butt cheeks from when he gives me a rim job.
That might be. He probably would do it, too.
Damn right he would do it. He's a goddamn clown. It's going to make me giggle like a song, bitch.
I'm telling you, do you have any sort of thing, like people hate clowns. It's obvious that like that's become a big thing. Growing up, nobody ever said that. It really, they didn't, but I still hate fucking Ronald McDonald. I never liked that guy.
Growing up as a juggalo, I have been around a whole bunch of chicks with fucking face paint on. Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So, my mom hates clowns, but never bothered me.
In my mind, too, Ronald McDonald, that's not face paint. That is permanent. That he does not have face
paint.
He's
like the Joker.
He does not come home and take that face paint off. He is always Ronald McDonald in this list. There is no face paint getting spread on you unless
he's an overzealous cosplayer.
I'm telling you, he's him. He is that's him. He is always.
You know what I
like
to do? I like to imagine it's Joe Piscopo as Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, you want that?
Do you remember those old sketches?
Yes, that would be funny.
I am definitely marrying the Wendy's girl. For one thing, I love redheads. The pigtail thing kind of does it for me. And Reggie pointed out, she's a goddamn millionaire.
Yeah, she is. Yep. She does have a lot of money.
That definitely helps. Yeah, plus, Wendy's is awesome. Yes. Let's not kid ourselves.
And she's going to help me afford the 8-triple challenge.
That's true. You wouldn't even have to pay. I'm sure she has a card. She goes in there and they just, here she comes.
I'm Mr. Wendell.
Make those 12 burgers. Here comes fucking Dave Thomas's daughter.
Eric Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm definitely Eric, taking her last
name. The Wendy's boy, yeah, they call him. Reggie, you're up.
You know, the first time I think I killed Ronald McDonald, but after Eric pointed out that Burger King truly is horrifying, the modern iteration of the Burger
Still
King.
A king.
I think I'd have to kill the king. I think I'd have to commit a little regicide, as they say.
Yes, they do.
And because it's just too scary. Ronald McDonald's.
That should be your fucking rap name, regicide.
It may have been at one time, but for Ronald McDonald, I think I would marry Ronald McDonald. And that's because, as I understand it, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't Ronald McDonald have some sort of a house?
He does. The Ronald McDonald house where sick kids stay.
Yeah, so where anybody there
that's for fucking dying children, the Ronald McDonald
Reggie.
House.
When my son Ethan was born, we stayed at that Ronald McDonald house. That was not a fun house.
So are the dying children in every room though?
Yes.
The thought of them are. Everybody there crying. I remember the worst part about the Ronald McDonald House.
If I have a bedroom in my own bathroom, I'll be okay.
Just think of this. Me and my wife stayed at the Ronald McDonald House when my son Ethan was born. He had problems with his lungs, so they took him to the children's hospital. We stayed there. That is a communal type deal where you all eat together at a dinner table. And everybody has to – it's a shifting bunch of – like one day you're doing the dishes. The next day you're doing this. You have to talk to people. It was awful. I hated it. I don't like to talk to people. I ended up befriending somewhat this guy from Iran who barely spoke English. That was the perfect deal. He could barely talk, and he didn't want to talk to anybody. This is a guy where – and also I have to tell you, in Philadelphia, the Ronald McDonald House is in a fucking awful –
Of
awful
course.
Section of the city.
I think it's going to be in the nice neighborhood.
You are locked down, and you get shuffled back and forth between the hospital to see it. You are not allowed. Well, they can't keep you from doing anything. You are very – like they say, do not leave this thing. You have to get a code and all that. This guy from Iran, he would fucking go out. And actually, he wasn't from Iran. He was from Iraq. And he would just go. Well, I'm saying at this point, you know, they were just getting ripped apart in the fucking wars and shit like that. And he would just go out for walks. They would let him out, and he didn't care. He said, I know nothing worse than that. I can't make it. I don't know how Iraqis talk. But yeah, he told me, he said that basically when he would go out for a walk, there was nothing worse that he would ever see that he didn't see every fucking day. And but still, it is not a good house, Reggie, is what I'm saying. It's awful.
Anyway, Reggie, we like to joke about that, but I think what you want is Ronald McDonald Land, where I bet he has a house there. But if you go to Ronald McDonald Land,
I think that he's crazy.
You
got to
contest with the fucking Hamburglar, the Grimace.
You know what I didn't like? I really hated the little chicken nuggets. Yeah, I hated the chicken nuggets, and I didn't like the little hamburgers either. Like the talking hamburgers, they scared the shit out of me.
And Mayor McCheese is there?
No, my Mayor McCheese. That guy's he's got it going on.
What about the fry guys?
Yeah, I didn't like them either. And wasn't there – what was the fish filet? Wasn't the fish filet something like Johnny Fish Filet? Wasn't he like this guy?
It was a pirate.
I thought he was some greaser that hung out on the corner and fucking stabbed you. Johnny Fish Filet.
Jimmy Palmiotti.
The Fonz.
Hey, you want to fucking fish filet over
here? Hey, you think you're better than me just because I'm fish filet. And then he stabs your ass and fucking pisses on your face. That fish filet. Fish filet. I don't even know where I'm going.
Anyway,
I know that they made the fish filet.
I can't remember that pirate's name.
I don't know. Fish filet comes around every Friday to beat the shit out of you. He's like, hey, fuck you. Give me a fucking paycheck. I'm fucking fish filet, you fucking asshole. You're like, God damn it. What is going on with this? And they just go with it. He's only here on Fridays. That's what they say. You're like, God damn it, fish filet. And then he goes over and fucks those little fucking goddamn fucking chicken nuggets.
Wow.
I hated those chicken nuggets. Wow. Didn't they sing a lot? Didn't the chicken nuggets always sing and shit?
I know they rapped at one point.
Yeah, they did rap. Well, then they rap and the fucking Johnny Fish filet goes over and fucking stabs them. Fucking guy. And then that you never know. Sometimes he'll come over to you, go to stab you, and it's the comb. It's the fucking knife, but it's a comb. He combs his hair.
And then
shoots you in the face. That's the joke.
Wow.
That is the joke of Johnny Fish filet.
That's a pretty funny joke.
And now, and that was your whole, I don't even remember what we were doing.
No, that just leaves me fucking the Wendy's girl.
Okay, the Wendy's girl.
I think that's fine.
And you don't get a choice. You really don't get a choice of early, mid, late. It's all of them combined in a gruesome fucking Frankenstein's monster of Wendy's girl.
I'll be honest. I'd be fine with almost any iteration.
Okay. I know that you have to go for a minute. Just one more, Reggie, okay?
Sure.
One absolutely. More, because I forgot about this one. I added we
fuck.
Add this. It is pedophile, homeless
God
guy,
damn it.
Burn
really
victim.
Hoping we're going to do this
burn
one.
Burn victim. Yeah, this was the one that when we did it the last, this is only for Eric, because I just want everybody to know how awful he is. Though, every time we do these, why is it always me who becomes the most awful person? I guess I am awful.
You are the most it's, awful
boy,
person.
It, I think
that's why.
Maybe it's just because I just say things. I don't know. I should fucking yeah. put a fucking... you know, a filter on or something. But
see,
yeah,
Eric actually feels badly about his feelings.
Yes, he does. But yeah,
he knows it's wrong, but he can't help.
This one is the best because burn victims, Eric, just you hate them. You cannot, and it's not even that you're afraid of them. You loathe them.
No, I am afraid.
You're afraid, but it's more than that. It's more than
just
afraid.
Firefighter Eric.
It is pretty much I am afraid.
Okay, so if that guy, there's a guy in town that's a burn victim. He's awfully burned. If that guy even had a mask, you couldn't even see that he was burned. You would not let him at your house.
No, hey, you know what? That the fish fillet mascot for McDonald's was Captain Crook.
Well, it was Captain Crook, was it? I still think it's Johnny Fish Fillet. That's
all
the
right,
one.
Good. Let's get back to this.
I don't remember Captain Crook.
Neither do I. He's a pirate.
Yeah, of course he is. It's a fish fillet. What else is he going to be? A fucking sea fucking... He's going to look like the Morton's fisherman or something? Nobody's
he could have been a
that.
Seaman.
I don't think he was. Nobody wants to be a seaman in that fucking crew.
You don't think he would have been a seaman?
Oh, you know what? I'm looking. I do remember that guy. He is a scary-looking motherfucking Captain Crook.
He's
but
a fucked up dude.
He's got a... Oh, I'm looking at this. It's all your friends in McDonald Land, and it's a poster. There is a weird-looking, professor-looking dude with those...
I'm looking at
them. Oh, my God. With the fry guys or whatever. Oh, they're scary. The hamburger. Oh, my
fry
God.
Fry kids.
Yeah. Oh, that is an
Chicky
awful...
Chicky the early bird.
That is an awful, awful bunch
remember,
of people.
I remember Chicky the early
bird. Do you remember the hamburger
remember
looking
Mac,
as much
Mac
as a gorilla as he really did? Do you see him? He looks awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looks terrible.
He sure looks like Ringo Starr.
I don't know. You're insulting. I don't know which one you're insulting more there, but they're both. But, Eric, I'm going to go to you first with pedophile, homeless guy,
that's all the time we got.
Burn victim. Which one? Which are you going with? Go with it.
All right.
You might as well just say it right again.
I'm going to kill the burn victim because I can't deal with that. I just can't deal with it. I'll feel terrible about it, but I am putting that poor soul out of his misery.
Mm-hmm.
And God damn it, burn victims. I am fucking the shit out of that homeless guy because I know I can give him $5. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Even if I don't even give him $5, I just have to fuck him. All right, good. And I am getting whatever I want out of this homeless guy because he's a homeless guy. What's he going to do? He's not going to run home.
Now, in this situation, we're going to what you said about Morton Joe and all those. You have to live with this homeless guy, correct? This is
no,
what
no,
you
I am
have
fucking,
already set
I am
up.
Fucking.
Oh, you're
I
fucking
him.
So you're gonna you're just gonna go guy. Into the alley and fuck his ass and get the hell out.
Yep.
I don't know what you're getting then.
I might throw
or get his ass fucked.
The only thing you're getting is genital warts, is what you're getting. He's gonna give you a gift, all right.
I'm gonna orgasm. What the fuck do I care? I'm gonna wear rubber. He's homeless. Shit.
Okay. I don't know that that's part of it. I should have said that. Homeless guy without rubber.
And so then I'm marrying the pedophile. And while that might seem very wrong, you want to kill the pedophile, I know for a fact that if I'm married to a pedophile, he's going to go around and tell everybody he's a convicted sex offender and all this shit. No one's going to come to our door. There's going to be no knocks, and I could be left completely alone because no one's going to come visit then.
I don't know. There's a guy around the block from us, and Tanya pointed out because my wife likes to go on the I almost said Craigslist. The fucking Amber Alert
pretty much.
List. What's actually the list, though? I don't even remember.
The Megan's Law
Megan's
list.
Law list. And just reads it off. It's like she's fucking... I don't know. It's like fun to her or something. And she'll say it's not fun. She's, I'm doing this because I have to be aware. Aware of what? But the guy, the guy around the block, he never reported to anybody. I think that some people, no, he never said anything.
Well, even that. If say my fucking,
so you think somebody's
terrible husband.
Yes,
it's gonna, and like they're gonna look him up online. They're gonna see, oh my god, that guy over there married to Eric Shea is a fucking convicted pedophile. We're not going to go over there.
Think
stay away from their house.
They'll think.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. They might. They might actually burn your house the fuck down.
Obviously,
they'll burn the house
down.
They'll burn your house down and kill you.
Oh God!
So you're deaf, but you did kill the burn victim.
Immediately. Yeah.
Without even asking. I'll go next. I'm marrying the burn victim because obviously, for all of my things, all I care about is how I look. If I marry a burn victim, I look like the best person who's ever lived. And I mean, they'll be like, look at that. He really knows true love. And then in the meantime, like all the ladies on the block, they might come visit me and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm like Johnny fucking Fish Filet. Hey! No, I just want people to. I just want people to think I'm the greatest person. I am definitely killing the homeless guy.
Why are you doing this podcast?
The homeless guy is awful. He fucking stinks. I feel like a homeless guy half the time myself, and it disgusts myself. So why the hell would I want to go with this guy? And in fact, I might be even afraid that I go to fuck the homeless guy and he turns me down. I'm like, God damn it, I can't even fuck a homeless guy. I try to give him 50 cents. The guy won't even go with that. A sandwich, nothing. There's nothing that this homeless guy's taking from me to even get involved. So I would kill him. Plus,
for a homeless guy.
Plus, if you really would like to enjoy killing, you always hear about homeless people die, you know, getting killed. Who's going to miss him? You could just kill him. You don't get arrested. I don't know. And all these others, you might get arrested. You know, we never thought of, you know,
a serial killer is born.
Yes. So you get this. So after I graduate from killing animals, I move up to the homeless guy and I kill him. And but yeah, I'm not in the, and the pedophile, oh fuck, because he knows his way around the block. This guy has gotten you know, he's been in trouble for doing shit. And yeah, and then I slap him around a little because most of those guys like fucking pervy little guys.
He's got his mind on fucking, you know what I mean?
Really? And that's all you want. I'm not going over to the pedophile's house for a conversation.
And honestly, you're a little guy. You might really turn him on.
No, yeah, maybe. I show up. I got a fucking a lollipop. And
a big lollipop.
Plus, really, I do like driving in vans, and I love candy. So right there, I'm good. He pulls up for our date, and he's like, hey, kid, you want some candy? Of course I want candy. Who doesn't want candy? I mean, if I was a fucking little kid and a fucking moron, I'd jump in that ice cream truck. Like
shut
Eric
your goddamn
did.
Mouth. Off he said he knew my dad.
Yeah, that's what they say. And also, I'd like it a little game. He pulls up, and I ask him if he knows how to fucking spell sassafras. Or what did your
zucchini.
Mom say? Zucchini. Hey, buddy, zucchini. He spells it, and next thing we're fucking, if the pedophile vans are rocking, you don't come a knocking, baby. And then I come.
Please come and knock.
I'm eating Fun Dip, and I got cum on my face. I don't know what's
going
on.
Please knock on the pedophile van.
Really, the pedophile van. And yeah, maybe he'll let me use that van occasionally. I like a van.
What, to move some furniture? What do you want to do with a van?
Yeah. Move some furniture? Maybe I'm going to – I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to a baseball game, and I don't know, and I got a grill in the back. I have no idea.
Like,
a van is
like
a cool deal.
Just like cruising around playing Lynyrd Skynyrd,
yeah,
you know,
Lynyrd
whatever.
Skynyrd, fucking I fall out of it.
Free bird on repeat.
I fall out of it like fucking, you know, pot smoke all over the place, you know, that whole deal. I don't even smoke pot, but I'm going to do that anyway. I look cool. I probably go to the high school, rev it up. Next thing, I'm a pedophile, and somebody's fucking me. I don't know what's going on. What's yours, Reggie?
Burn victim, I would definitely marry, and I would want Eric to be the best man.
Oh, yes, you'd have to. Because he does seem to be a guy who, if you do pick him as a best man, even if you haven't talked to him for years, he seems to have to do it. So, yeah, do that. That'd be awesome.
So, your whole pick is not out of love. It's about scaring the shit out of Eric.
When are any of these out of love?
After that, my husband, the burn victim, and I would move to Quakertown right by Eric.
Yes.
And we'd be sure to have dinner all the time, you know, and have you over. And
you're
you know,
not welcome.
We would adopt children. You could be Uncle Eric. You could be the godfather to our child or
just
our children.
Think, Eric, you're there, and it's at night. There's some thunder and lightning, and you're like, oh, and you look outside, and right outside of your window there, just on the sidewalk looking up at you is that burn victim nonstop. Reggie just makes him stand out there. Or he'll outside your door. You'll never go to work.
I'm telling you, this is a thing that actually could have happened in my life because the big burn victim that I'm scared of in our town – a lot of my friends end up hanging out with this person.
Because yeah, he's a guy who hangs out with a lot of your friends.
Well, not anymore. They used to. My buddy Rich knew I was terrified of this guy. And at one point, I was supposed to go and play Manhunt at these people we met. They had like a big property, bunch of woods there. I'm like, I'm in my mid-20s. Like, playing Manhunt could sound like fun. I ended up not going, though, but this kid was there. And I could just imagine me curled up in the fetal position in the dark being chased by this fucking monster.
And just to tell Reggie, because I've seen the guy, he kind of looks like a slee stack from Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. Yeah, it's really
Everything's
bad.
Burned off, yeah.
I'm marrying that
so
guy.
Bad.
I'm telling you,
my buddy Rich wanted to fuck with me. He's going to have the guy stay at the back door of my house, and he's going to say, oh, yeah, the guy's going to knock at the front door, and when I go to run for the back, that's where he'll actually be.
Now,
I'd go catatonic.
Do you think that they have told this guy that you just are petrified of him, or do you think they...
No.
Okay. I don't even want to know the guy's name. I was going to ask if he had a nickname. That guy around town. Eric sees him, he runs. He used to work at Walmart. Eric didn't shop at Walmart for a year.
And then I saw him at Lowe's. Didn't shop at Lowe's for a year. And then he delivered pizza.
Really?
He delivered pizza to my house one time. I got right when I first started dating my girlfriend.
Did you eat the pizza?
Yes, I did, but okay. I had her.
I was
going to
say that.
Thank
that actually
God.
Would throw that just fear out of there. You'd be I don't know what you call a guy who just hates burn victims. Just an awful human being, maybe. But yeah, you ate the pizza though.
Yes, I ate the pizza. But the worst part is, years ago I used to be a bouncer at a bar, and I was sitting against the wall waiting because people would come in. They'd hand me money for the cover charge. I put a stamp on their hand. And if that's only if they walk forward. If they walk to the right and they're just getting takeout from the bar, I wouldn't have to deal with them. And I hear the door open, and I lean forward in my stool, and I see him, and I immediately lean back. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to have to take money from his hand. I'm going to have to stamp that crusty fucking hand. Oh my God. What am I going to do? And thank God he went to get takeout. I never had to deal with him. And I was sweating bullets. It was like the worst experience of my life that I never actually had to deal with.
Just think of the hate. Just think of the fear this guy goes through every day. Like, what did he think? Like, God damn it, I got to go out now. Everybody's going to stare at me. Fucking bouncer's a fucking dick. Oh, you are awful. Were we in the middle of your list, Reggie?
Yeah, but I was enjoying hearing, you know,
Eric's
fear,
burn
his voice tinged with fear.
Yes.
And also you have to wonder what else he thinks, you know, about the time, for example, that his body was consumed by flames and he was in horrible pain. So that might also.
It's not like he became that just, you know,
look,
as a
I'm not saying that I agree with how I feel. I can't help it.
I think it's a beautiful thing that you're sharing.
Yes.
And that's what spurred you on to become a firefighter, was so that no one else would have to endure the same horror.
Sure.
When you see a burn victim.
So who? I don't even remember you. You were going to marry the burn victim because you
I'm
weren't
marrying the
fuck
burn
with
victim.
Eric.
So Eric,
okay, and that's where it stopped, right? Okay. Then
that's the tough one. Is I guess I would fuck the homeless guy because you know, homeless. Ass is the best ass. I don't really have a reason not to fuck the homeless guy, and I have a reason sort of not to fuck the pedophile.
So you would just kill the pedophile for being himself. The guy just is being true to himself, and you're going to kill him. Are you going to steal the van then?
In my mind, yes.
Because Eric started it and said that he had to go around and tell people, then yes, we're going to say convicted. I might have to change my idea because then that means he's not very good, or maybe he's too good. I don't know what it means. Why did you even ask
Reggie?
Reggie
convicted of he could have fucked 30 kids and been, you know.
Now you're
so I think that's the way I'd have to go. But mainly the most important thing is that Eric would have to come for photo shoots with my burn victim husband and myself.
Actually, I would love for every holiday, like most people send out a card at Christmas,
a Christmas card.
You were
Eric
sending out a Labor Day card, a fucking Groundhog's Day card, and it's all with this
a
burn
President's
victim.
Day card.
It's only him, too, not you, Reggie. Just you're taking the picture. He's there like Burt Reynolds laying down on a fucking shag carpet. He's got everything going on. And there's Eric every time you go, I can imagine. Imagine him opening it up. Plus, you go and you mail it from some other place, not from you. Like, so he has no idea what it is each time he opens it up.
Just don't put your return address. You'll be fine. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying once you see anything from New York, you're not opening that anymore.
He's already moved next door.
Yeah, that is true. That's
right.
Yeah, really. Why are you mailing this? Just slip it under the fucking door without an envelope. You're just there. Oh, that'd be so good. So good. But yeah, I guess that's it then, right?
That
so you're killing the pedophile.
That's pretty much our rundown of most important things we've ever thought.
We did leave a couple off the list. I did leave Blossom, Sabrina, and Punky Brewster, which would have had some fun.
Fucking
times.
Punky.
Yeah, and that's then, not now. Not Punky with the big boobs. That's then. So that's
Fuck Punky then, because that was my first human crush.
Was it? I'd like to have to say human. Because either a ghost or a fucking cartoon. What was your first?
No, definitely
it was
a cartoon.
Chitara. Chitara. Really early on, it was Smurfette. Then it was Chitara. Then it was Punky Brewster.
Smurfette's another one. I know that's the joke, but yes, I did assume she was getting gangbanged by everybody. It's just like Tina Turner.
She wasn't?
No. I don't think Smurfs actually have penises. That's what I say. And Smurfette was just very frustrated the whole time. And then Reggie moves into town, and next thing you know, they're going to town. And plus, they'd have a lot of that Smurfberry crunch. I did like that as a kid.
Smurfs have penises. What are those? Are those things sticking out of their beer ends?
Yeah, really. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't think they have anything. But that would be it. That's another of our Just for the Hell of It. I don't know when or what the next one will be. I have no idea. Any suggestions? I know, Reggie, you've been yelling for a rap one, a hip-hop rap one. And
that's
Eric,
right.
Of course, would always love a horror type thing, but he has some others up his sleeve. He has some that actually are up his sleeve that don't require a lot of work. So
not at all.
And
you,
that always leads to goodness, not work.
Either it is lies we told as children or lies our parents told us.
Ooh, that might be that actually could be a two-parter of one that you just go back and forth. But yeah, we'll see. I know that we have to do the rap one for Reggie. I'll enjoy that. I know that I'm going to have to do a lot of research and a lot of thinking. Because I'm telling you, rap goes along one of those things. You can't fake the funk, Reggie. And people call you out on everything. So I'll talk about getting the shit kicked out of me from certain songs, shit like that.
See, that's what we want to hear. You know, we want to hear your personal experience.
I have some crazy personal experiences with rap. Along the way of growing up, I really enjoyed rap music from the get-go. And it really caused a lot of problems for me in Quakertown and everywhere. Yeah,
dude, I was a juggalo.
Yeah, but at least you had people with you. I'm telling you, It was me, and I just a little. I went to school with the fucking Run DMC Raising Hell shirt, and got in trouble, and they told me to take it off. I didn't have another shirt to wear.
I got kicked out of the Montgomeryville Mall for my twisted shirt.
Yeah, but all I had was Raising Hell. Yours said, like, go fuck yourself or something. It's a little different.
I'd go around shirtless all day.
You went to that. You wore that shirt to cause issues.
I wore Raising Hell.
I wore my Raising Hell because I went to a fucking concert. It was a concert shirt. That's all it was.
So was mine.
Yeah, well. You,
so, Jim,
you
did you sit around school with no shirt on all day?
What's that? Yeah, no. I put my shitty, smelly gym shirt on, and then I had to walk home and get a shirt.
You got to turn it inside out, man.
No, they wouldn't let me. They took it. I had to take it off and give it to them. They took my goddamn shirt. But that's for another podcast because we're going to end this.
Yep.
My wife just texted me. She is locked out of the house downstairs and very pissed off at me. So,
excellent.
Hey.
Stop now. And yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it. This will go up sometime and enjoy yourselves. Hey. Oh.
Just for the hell of it.
See you
Johnny
guys.
Fish Filet.
Johnny
Goodbye.
Fish Filet. Hey.